Welcome back. I hope that you had a lovely walking period. I sure did. We have two different drafts of the schedule, and I read the wrong draft. So you got to hang out with Devin a little extra. And now we're back together. So you can maybe settle into a posture that feels like a meditation posture for you. Seated meditation posture. Or if you want to lie down, you're welcome to lie down. Standing is fine too. If you're seated, it's nice to have a sense of alertness in your spine. Just wakefulness. A lot of the way that I'm feeling meditation these days, thinking about the meditation these days, is it's a kind of living in and through your nervous system. You know, so we know about the nervous system, maybe intellectually, we've taken anatomy, physiology. But what is the subjectivity of your nervous system? A lot of the meditation is this. Dropping back into the felt sense of aliveness. You know, kind of feeling the aliveness running through your body as almost an electrical current of wakefulness. So in that sense, it's nice to have a little bit of uprightness in your spine. But most important is just relaxed. So you just close your eyes, drop your shoulders. Maybe feel first the top of your head. Is there anything extra in your scalp that could release? Your face, if you feel your face, your eyes, mouth, jaw, is there some tension here that just wants to relax? You're not forcing, you're not even trying, you're just discovering. Like, is there some tension here that wants to release? And if it does, let it go. Also, your throat, your neck, your shoulders. Looking for the parts of your body that want to let go. And then releasing your upper arms and elbows, forearms, your hands. You're releasing into this awareness. Releasing into wakefulness, also in your chest, your upper back. Finding what wants to relax and letting it just relax. Your belly, your lower back. It's a simple invitation. If you'd like to relax, you could. Also, your legs, your hips, your whole body. And then, of course, you're left with the parts of your body that don't particularly want or not ready to relax. So you can just relax into whatever might be tight or maybe even unpleasant or painful. Welcoming this too as the human, the embodied experience. Whatever is here is really, really welcome. Now, sometimes it's nice to have an anchor for your attention. If you'd like, you could anchor your attention to your breath. That is, feel your breath. And when your attention wanders, you could come back to the breathing body. Or you could anchor your attention just to the sense of your body as a whole. Sensing body, the feeling body, living body. And when your awareness wanders or gets caught up in thinking, planning, remembering, let the living body pull you back into its richness. So whatever's feeling good to you, the breath, if you want to feel the breath in particular, or just feel your whole body, and just settle in here for about 20 minutes. Just coming back again and again to the sense of the live wire of authenticity. This is being alive. And it's pleasant, it's unpleasant, it's neutral, it's numb. All of the variations of sensation. We arrive again and again in this living experience. Now, of course, the mind will wander. And there will be periods in which you get caught up in the future, planning, maybe worrying, or you get enchanted by the past, revisiting, rethinking. Or maybe you're just over-evaluating the present. It's just the natural capacities of the mind. There's nothing to worry about. When you notice that you've gotten overly hooked, just might be a moment to celebrate. Because in that moment that you notice you've been hooked, you're here. You are present. Awareness is alive. So you might kind of smile to yourself, oh, I'm back. And then use that moment to touch in. Like touch into the ways you feel your body. Maybe even feeling like the sense of electrical current that runs in your feet, in your legs, through your hips, your belly, torso, arms. Your whole body, throat, face, head. And touching into this live wire. This physicality that you are, and resting here again and again as we sit together in silence. And in these last 5 minutes or so together in this period, maybe welcoming the parts of you that aren't so easy. Yeah, this could be like the welcoming the parts of you that you don't feel can be public, that aren't accepted in dominant culture or mainstream. It could be welcoming the parts of you that aren't so easy, even just for yourself. And parts of you that are heartbroken or moody, angry, scared. Or like maybe welcoming the parts of you that are really into sex or really not into sex. And parts of you that were cut off, you know, as a kid. Ways of being that are not okay. Just taking a moment to consciously welcome, make space, make room. Like there's room here for the totality, the fullness of you. And then just for those last 2 or 3 minutes together, release any effort, release any intention, any sense that you're meditating. Just be here. What is it like to just be here. And maybe now let's take some nice deep breaths, breathing deep into the lungs, maybe even feeling like you're breathing into your belly. Let your body move, roll your shoulders, roll your neck, or just whatever way your body feels good, moving, maybe stretch. Want to put your arms above your head? No. Good. Congratulations. You made it almost to lunch. I'm going to hand it over now to Steve, and then we'll take a little lunch break.
Well, howdy, folks. Can you hear me okay? Am I good? Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say a few words about this circle of wisdom and generosity and how you can participate. You know, you've picked up on Devin and Craig's amazing sense of presence and sense of timeliness here in terms of 2020 and the way they relate to where people are and what's going to help them find their centers and their way forward and the Dharma at this time. And as you probably know, they perhaps recklessly abandoned what might have been a comfortable middle-class existence with as therapists and professors, and instead dropped all that and crazily launched into this life of Dharma, essentially depending on generosity of many human beings to continue giving in that way. So that's just a splendid thing, and we get to participate in that. Now I gave a similar little talk last night and had a different prop, so I have a different prop tonight, because you see this tree behind me. I'm not actually in India. I'm in Kirkland, but in India is at Jivatana Monastery, or rather where the Buddha gave practice for 24 rains retreats, which means 3 months during the monsoon. The place he spent more time than anywhere else is a Bodhi tree. You see that Bodhi tree back there? Well, that didn't just sort of happen. That happened because people quietly did stuff in the background. For instance, the daughter of the Emperor Ashoka brought a cutting of the original Bodhi tree to Sri Lanka and planted that. And now, as Cheryl's been there too, there's this amazing Bodhi tree there. And then later on, someone else, I don't know who, brought a cutting from that back to India and planted cuttings at now in Bodh Gaya, but also this particular one you're looking at. And when I've been there, I've seen like Sri Lankan pilgrims just bowing before it in deep reverence. I saw one gentleman just press his head against it. He was almost crying. It meant so much to him. So we don't know, you know, the generosity we express now, we don't know who it's going to touch in the future or tomorrow. And that's the wonder of it, you know. So I really call on you to think about how you can be part of this wheel and in any way you can contribute financially to make an offering to these folks. And I think there's a link up there. Yep, PayPal. Yep, it's a link up there. And also, So that's one way to do it. And I think Devin was also going to try to put an actual address, if because Sue's mentioned some folks may find PayPal a little challenging. So, you know, there's this check thing that people do in the post with a stamp and all that. You can do that. It's crazy, but it works. And it's, I just, one other thing is, you know, if we're in a big hall like at IMS or whatever, or Sims, and there's a basket at the back and you're walking out and there's dollar bills burning a hole in your pocket, and you think, oh, I'll just do that. It's really easy. It's kind of like a reflex. It's like actually a little bit of collective social pressure that that's a good thing. But if you're actually online with PayPal, I bet it hit the button to, it feels like you're on Amazon buying some widget you don't really need, or you can think like that. So don't think like that. This is a whole different deal. This is contributing, and this is part of the circle of the Dharma in the 21st century. And it helps these two folks contribute to the Dharma and eat, but it also will help people in the future you cannot see. So thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much, Steve. And thank you all for your generosity. It's really just an honor to get to practice with you today. So just some words of encouragement around mindful eating. And you might just take this moment to check into your body. You might have been already feeling hunger coming up during that last practice, just rating like, how hungry are you? And you might have been thinking about what you're having for lunch. Just let all that happen now. You can sort of plan or imagine like, what kind of lunch do you have? Are you planning on eating a lot or a little? And where will you eat, inside, outside? Just let the mind kind of do that, because we tend to plan, tend to think about it. And then notice how the body is feeling as we anticipate. And so we can call this a lunch break, but really it's a continuous mindfulness practice, right? So just the encouragement in this very relaxed, open way to use this hour to support your practice. And that might mean slowing down a little bit as you eat. That might mean having a meaningful conversation with your partner who's also practicing today. It can mean spending some time with your pets or your family. And however you're doing it, just bring the same sense of momentum that we're cultivating here, kind of body awareness, a kindness, a patience. Make this hour your own, so you can take a nap after lunch if you want, or maybe go for a walk. We'll come back, and actually I'll just tell you that at 1 o'clock, we'll be offering a mindful nap period anyway. So that's going to happen at 1, or lying down meditation. So yeah, enjoy this time that you're taking aside for yourself. And we'll be thinking about you over here as we eat our rice and beans. And we'll see you back in an hour at 1. Okay. Take care, everyone.